It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil, a brand new week, and I'm sharing this week on the subject of living fearlessly. Have you ever dealt with fear in your life? Let me tell you a story from my own life. About 43 years ago, my wife and I were newly married, and we were just settling into our first home, and we were so excited. That little house represented the start of our life together. But the day before we were scheduled to close on the house, something unexpected happened. Someone broke in and stole all the carpet right out of the house. I mean, every room was stripped bare. Imagine the shock when I did the walkthrough the day before closing. Standing there staring at those empty floors, I remember feeling uneasy about moving into a place that had just been robbed. And I was only 24 or 25 years old at the time, and honestly, fear wasn't something I'd ever struggled with before. After all, my last name is Manley. But that break-in stirred something inside of me. My wife worked third shift as a nurse at a local hospital, which meant I was alone most nights, and shortly after we moved in, I started noticing some odd things. Lights would just turn on in some of the rooms, and I knew I had turned them all off before going to bed. And I'd wake up to go to the restroom, and lights would be on downstairs. And my wife was at the hospital working. It didn't take long before my imagination started working overtime. I decided I needed to do something to feel safe, so I went to the local Radio Shack. You remember those? They're not around anymore, but I bought a motion-sensitive alarm system. It was high-tech at the time, and every night before going upstairs to go to bed, I'd set it carefully, making sure all the doors were locked. But sure enough, not long after I would lie down, the alarm would go off, loud and sudden, warning that someone was in the house, and my heart would race. I'd grab whatever I could find for protection, only to discover nothing. No one was there. So thinking that the system might be faulty, I took it back and I bought a hardwired security system. And this one had sensors for every door, every window, and now I thought, this should do it. Now I'll know for sure if anyone comes in. But guess what? It wasn't long before that system started going off too. I remember one night in particular, the alarm blared again and I finally called the police and they came out and they searched the house from top to bottom. I mean, they checked every door, every window, and then they said, Mr. Manley, your house is secure. But I wasn't. I was shaking on the inside. The fear that had started to whisper in my heart was getting louder, that something was really troubling me inside. After that night, when the police left and assured me the house was secure, I sat there in the quiet living room wide awake, and something in me knew that this wasn't just about faulty alarm systems. There was something deeper happening, something unseen. And I began to search for answers. Man, I checked every window, every corner, every inch of that little house trying to find a logical explanation, but there was none. And when I couldn't find anything physical, I started to realize that I was facing something that might not be physical at all. At that time in my life, I had been studying the New Age movement, dealing with Bible prophecy. I believe then and still do that it was a forerunner of the religious deception that'll one day prepare the world to receive the Antichrist. Now, I was curious about its origins, so I checked out an ancient book from the library. It was called The Secret Doctrine by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. I don't recommend it, by the way. It was an ancient, heavy volume full of mysticism and occult philosophy that traced back to Celtic and esoteric traditions, and I didn't think much of it at the time. I was just doing research, and a few nights later, my wife was at work again, and I was alone in the house, and I had just settled into bed when it happened again. The alarm went off, shrill and sudden, cutting through the stillness of the night, and my heart was pounding, and I remember jumping out of bed, racing down the stairs, and I grabbed the nearest thing that could serve as a weapon. I think it was a baseball bat, and once again, there was no intruder. No open door, no broken window, nothing out of place except one thing I noticed. That book. It was lying there on my favorite chair in the living room, and It was like it was glaring at me. And in that moment, I remember something stirred inside of me, not fear this time, but just a still, clear voice in my spirit. And I heard a verse rise up in my heart from the Old Testament. Now, you might be thinking this is strange, but this happened. It happened to me. And this is what it said. It was from Deuteronomy 7:26. It said, "Do not bring a cursed thing into your house, lest you become cursed like it." Those words struck me like lightning, friend. I knew immediately what God was saying. By bringing that book into my home and doing the study I was doing there at my home, even for research, I had invited something spiritual into my house that didn't belong there. And that spirit of fear that had been tormenting me wasn't just in my mind. It had found a doorway through something unholy into my life. I got dressed right then and picked up that old book, and I carried it outside, and I placed it in the car, determined to return it to the library the next morning. I can't fully explain it, but that night something shifted. The heaviness lifted. The alarms never went off again, and the fear that had gripped my heart broke its hold. Now you say, "Keith, why are you telling me this?" That might sound strange when you hear it, but I know what I experienced, and that was the night God taught me a powerful truth, friend. Not every fear has a physical cause. Not every disturbance in our life can be fixed by hardware or logic. Some things are spiritual in nature. My friend, fear is one of Satan's favorite tools. It distorts our perception. It magnifies our imagination, and it blinds us to the peace of God that he offers to his children, and it makes us focus on shadows instead of substance. But here's what the Bible says. Paul said this to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7. He said, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Man, I got a feeling that somebody's listening today and you desperately need what we're going to be talking about for these next couple of weeks. That night I learned that fear can't stay where the presence of God dwells. See, when we fill our homes and our hearts with his word, his worship, and his peace, darkness has no place to hide. I remember learning that night that the importance of putting on Christian music in my house and maybe the radio station that you're listening to right now for this program, just having that on in your home can really set the atmosphere in your home for the presence of God. Friend, I'll never forget the lesson I learned. Be careful what you bring into your home. I'm talking about objects. I'm talking about books. I'm talking about movies and even attitudes. Anything that carries a spirit contrary to God can open a door that invites fear, confusion, and unrest into our homes, and they'll make their way into our lives. But when you close the door, and that's what I'm talking about, closing the door on fear, and you do that through obedience and faith, peace returns. You see, fear may knock, but it doesn't have to move in. We're going to learn this week that fear and faith, they're very similar. They both take place in the mind. See, the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when we take in the Word of God and we hear it, it goes into our mind, which is our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions, the soul of man. It can either be fear or it can be faith. Faith will push you in the direction of God. It'll push you in the direction of success. It'll push you in the direction of accomplished dreams and goals. But fear will paralyze you, friend. Fear will make you miss out on everything God has for you. You see, fear feeds on what we allow into our hearts But faith grows when we fill our homes and our hearts with the presence of God. You can't always control what happens around you, but you can control what you invite into your life and into your home, friend. See, the presence of fear will always have to flee from the presence of God. Because the Bible teaches us when light enters, darkness has to go. 1 John 4:18, this is what it says. Perfect love casts out fear. Now, in the days to come, here on Fresh Oil, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to uncover what fear really is. See, I believe you can't understand something unless you first understand what it is. You can't attack something unless you know what you're facing. We'll look at the different types of fear that grip people today. Fear of failure. Boy, that's a big one. Fear of rejection. Fear of loss. And fear of the future. There are so many people today who are afraid of the future. They watch the news and all they do is feed their souls on negativity. But listen, friend, when you begin to put faith into your life through the Word of God, through listening to what you're listening to right now, you'll see that God's Word, it has something to say about each one of us, of how we can overcome the fears in our life. And we're going to learn how to trade fear for faith. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my fears. I'm giving them to God, and He's replacing them with faith. I'm going to be talking about how to guard your heart. See, the Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. People say, I live by the Word of God. I said, no, you don't. You live by how much of the Word of God you have in your heart. It's got to get inside you, friend, in order to grow and to really be effective in your life. So we're going to be talking for the next 2 weeks about trading our fear and replacing it with faith. Do you remember when the disciples were in the boat and they were all scared that the waves were going to drown them and they were going to lose their life? What did Jesus say to them? Fear not. You know, the Lord told them, He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not true, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. My prayer, friend, is that over these next few days, that same peace that Jesus spoke to His disciples when He calmed the storm will fill your heart and fill your life, that every shadow of fear will be replaced by the steady light of faith, friend, as God brings peace in your heart and He begins to remove any fear that Satan would want to bring into your life. Thanks so much for joining me for the program today, friend. All week long, we're talking about living free from fear.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.